For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. And I'm your host, John Age, coming at you in the dark side of the AM. Thanks for being with us today. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. It's the best places that you can go to find me. If you are so inclined, I could really use the help around here. So thank you so much to those patrons that have been hanging on with me. I can't thank you enough. And those that have donated have basically passed on to the next realm. So thank you as well, Mr. Dale Smith, key donator of all donators. Thank you so much, sir. You are not forgotten here in the holiday season, although you are not on this mortal coil. So thank you, sir. Anyone else wants to try to catch up to Dale, be nice. But you don't. You won't. So there you go. Check out AnomicAge.com. Can't underscore that enough, folks. Can't underscore that enough. Title of today's episode, let it be known, it's baggage disposal. Baggage disposal time. It's the holiday time of year, and I'm getting into Christmas spirit. I've watched Silent Night, Deadly Night 1 and 2, my sort of annual thing that I do around the holiday season. I can't not recommend enough Silent Night, Deadly Night 3 and 4. They are for the rubbish bins. But 1 and 2, I must say, amazing. Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 is the best. I love that movie. So they got that for a little holiday cheer coming at you. And I might watch some Rambo, maybe some Die Hard if I get especially frisky later in the evening. But nevertheless, garbage disposal or baggage disposal, it's kind of one and the same as the title of tonight's episode. So what's up with that, folks? I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been trying to put the bags down. A lot of people are doing traveling over the holidays. I never have enough money to travel anywhere, but I'd like to. And a lot of people do some baggage claims, and then, you know, bags are lost and stolen, and you got to have a claim, and you go try to get your bags. You know, it's happened to me a couple times. And oftentimes, I look at it through a weird lens. I think sometimes those baggages that just don't get claimed, those bags that are lost or stolen or lost in translation, I think that's kind of a blessing. Because as people, we carry around so much stuff. We carry around so much stuff, folks. We just don't even think about it. I've done a hell of a lot of introspection in the last few weeks. I feel like I'm always doing that. But, you know, that cold hand of death kind of brushing by your shoulder will put you in an even more introspective mindset quite often. And we're almost up to my least favorite time of year, Christmas, and then second only to New Year's, my least favorite time of year. And New Year's always brings a lot of that same sort of sentiment to so many people. Reflections. Where have I gone wrong? Where did the time go? What happened? How can I fix this? That's where you get these asinine resolutions. Oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking. Yeah, I'll do my usual suspect resolutions show, but it ain't going to be today. Because today we're talking baggage disposal. And you'd be amazed, or maybe not, the baggage that you just pick up over the years, folks. Picking up baggage over the years. And I'm going to set this out. I got about 5 to 6 shows here lined up that I feel like a lot of things need to get gotten off my chest. So baggage being one of them. We pick up a lot of baggage, and it's usually baggage that other people try to thrust upon us. We have got to learn how to dispose of the baggage, folks, because people will try to shame you. They will try to blame you. They will try to put all kinds of things on you that are not your blipping problem. And it's easy to do as a child. You know, you get a lot of stuff thrust upon you, willingly or unwittingly. Get a lot of baggage thrust upon you. And you like to think that stuff just goes away, but it doesn't. It doesn't go away at all. It's kind of like the trash can, at least in Macworld. You got a trash can. And you've got to physically go down there and hit empty trash and delete the doggone trash, folks. I know there's spiffy little apps that'll do it automatically. Oh, you don't even have to touch a thing. But for the most part, it's something that we thrust upon ourselves, and it's something that we have to shed. We've got to shrug it off, like that old Atlas Shrugs analogy. We got to... I'm not gonna do Jay-Z for you. But we got to brush that dirt off your shoulder. We sure do, folks. We got to brush those bags into the disposal, light them on fire, and burn them in a big old Christmas pyre. We got to get rid of the baggage, people. Because the baggage will destroy us. It's subtle. It's usually not overt. It's subversive baggage, if you will. And it doesn't deal with the conscious. It's primarily in the subconscious that this baggage just accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. We've all either known someone or have been that person that has been that sort of social vampire in the room. You come in, or that person comes in, and that the oxygen just leaves the room. All this darkness seems to follow them. All this bad mojo, if you will, comes upon you. Same thing with the dating people. We've all dated someone or been that person where you say, man, so-and-so's got a lot of baggage. They just got too much mess for me to handle, man. Because you start dating that person, their mess becomes your mess. Just like somebody else's bleeped up family becomes your bleeped up family if you're not careful. So you have to set up a perimeter. Because other people aren't going to do this for you. You've got to set up a legit perimeter in yourself. Just that same analogy of letting the vampire in the room, that old Bela Lugosi film, had to be let into the room. That analogy's real. If you allow the evil into your house, I'm talking about toxic people, I'm talking about bleeped up people your kids are hanging out with, bleeped up people that just want to get into your life and soul suck on you, you've let the mess in. Same thing with yourself. You got to set up a perimeter around yourself. And don't let them mess in. And if you know you got all kinds of baggage, and at this point in the game, we all do. Hey, just living through the COVID psyop, we got all kinds of psychological baggage, all kinds of PTSD we ain't even thought about yet. And that's just one op. See, I'm taking a break from all this political mumbo-jumbo because, in my humble opinion, the ship has sailed, the Rubicon has been passed. It's all said and done. It's a wrap. The nation's over. We're just waiting on the final curtain call. We're waiting on the credits to roll. It's over. So at this point in the game, what I'm trying to handle is the individual. I'm going selfish edge, old school selfish edge, folks. 1990s era selfish edge and dealing with thyself. Because if you can't handle thyself, you cannot handle anybody else. A lot of people have these delusional fantasies like they're going to live in The Walking Dead and they're going to get a crossbow and they're going to live off the land with a couple bags of MREs, some extra ammo, and a long rifle. That's going to be their survival technique. That's cute. But a lot of these people can't even handle their own mess, folks. Because if you could handle your own mess, you wouldn't be a drunk piece of trash. You wouldn't be a druggy piece of garbage. You wouldn't be smoking, you wouldn't be vaping, you wouldn't be doing all these other eccentricities, these little extracurricular activities. You wouldn't be doing any of that if you could handle yourself. Living on the prescription meds, too, don't forget those. People are living in a fantasy world, living off addictions to screens, living off addictions to streaming devices. Freudian slip, I almost said screaming devices. Perhaps it's because they make me want to scream thinking about this garbage. To all those folks out there talking like they got it all figured out, they got this great getaway plan, but they're still fouled up inside. They're still living in a hollow hole in their soul. That's, by and large, a byproduct of the baggage disposal. We got to stop claiming all the baggage and start disposing of the baggage. No one's going to do it for you. Don't go to therapy. Don't go talk to your friends and your mama and your girlfriend and your wife and your sister and your brother. Don't do it on BS. Sit around and think about this mess for yourself. You know the answers. You don't need to go to some shrink to give you the freaking answers, folks. You know the answers. You just don't want to pull the trigger on the answers. It's too hard to self-reflect and introspective look at yourself and see where you fouled up. See where you've added all this baggage to your own little ship. Use that stupid Titanic analogy if you want to. You're out there on a raft clinging to a piece of wood and you want to add more and more and more baggage to your stupid little boat. Where do you think that boat's going to go, folks? And that's what we're doing individually and culturally. So we can't fix the culture, but we can fix ourselves. And by doing so, you will have fixed the culture. So you got to throw all the baggage off the boat. Throw it in the water, folks. It ain't your problem anymore. Oh, but I messed up when I was a kid and I did this, that, and the other. Oh, I blame myself for the parents' divorce. Throw it in the water. Oh, I messed up in this relationship and it was all my fault and I wasn't a good girlfriend, I wasn't a good boyfriend, I was cheating, I was lying, I was stealing. Throw it in the water. Throw it in the water. Baggage disposal time, folks. And you got to look at the times that you've sabotaged yourself as well. The self-sabotage is perhaps the most elusive to figure out, because people can't seem to figure out. They want to look at everybody else. That stupid little meme of Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man pointing at everybody else but themselves, folks. You got to look inside and see where you have indeed added baggage to your boat. Because sadly, so much of the problem is right under your nose. It's the times that you've self-sabotaged yourself verbally. I'm not going to get that job. There's no point in trying that. I'm not going to make it in this new position. I'm not going to get in this relationship. It's just going to fail. Man, it's going to be another bleeped up Christmas, and it's going to be another messed up holiday. I'm talking to myself right now, folks. But in the same vein, I believe I'm talking to you too. Because a lot of the problem is the self-sabotage and that self-baggage we just throw in our own boat. It's just us, folks. It's just us throwing stupid baloney in the boat. So we got to know when to say when. We got to know when to dispose of the baggage and put the mess down. I say this for the third time. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's out here helping you out, figuring this out for yourself. You can pay $1,000 a week to a therapist. They ain't going to figure this out for you. You know the answer, folks. Put the bags down. Every time you go, woe is me, I can't do this, and that's going blah, 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 blah. You're just bagging. You're bagging yourself, man. You're going to keep throwing more bags into your boat until the boat capsizes and you're dead. And at your funeral, all they're going to say is, man, he had a lot of bags. All these problems, all these messed up relationships, all these missed opportunities, all these failed ventures. He played it safe, though. You know, he worked at that same company store for 30 years. He got him a nice little bonus at the end. You know, they gave him a little fake gold watch, and he sailed off into the sunset. That's going to be best case scenario. You and your bags, man. Only thing in that coffin is going to be you and your bags. We got to put the bags down. Start living for yourself. Stop worrying about other people's mess and what other people's mess that they've thrust upon you. Newsflash, folks. They ain't getting in that box with you. They're not going down that road with you. They're not going up to answer the call as to what you've done and not done. It's all you. So all this bag carrying, you're just doing it for somebody else. You're just playing yourself. To borrow a phrase from a great old rap song from back in the day, you're just playing yourself. So stop playing yourself. Put the bags down, folks. Whether you're young, whether you're old, it's never too late to put the bags down. The younger, the better. You figure this out when you're young, then you don't have to do this throughout your life. You don't have to muck up your life with a bunch of nonsense. So figure this out early. Doesn't matter to me if you're 12, you're 112 right now. You can figure this out. You can put the bags down. You can start living a better life. Stop living for other people. Living for other people is what's going to get you caught up and in a stupid, bagged out, ship sunk scenario. Stop living for other people. What other people think. What other people are going to feel. Oh, what are the people going to perceive of you? Perceive this. Okay? Stop living for other people. Live for yourself. Other people ain't going to be there to help you. Other people ain't going to be there to hold your hand. Other people aren't going to be there when the baggage claim ticket is passed. That's about all I got today, folks. I got a little bit more, but it'll come a little later today. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age Project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.